is going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode. Yeah, I know it has been some time since we've released an episode. There's reasons behind that. Let me give them to you. I've had a few things happen in my life, and I'm sure you have too. And I would never release an episode without it being really beneficial to your life, first off. Second off, I needed to make sure that I was in a good headspace to kind of come back on here and talk about dating and what's currently going on and things to just look out for, and this wisdom that I've acquired only being 26, it feels so strange because I've constantly talked to, you know, people that are older, relatives, family members, friends of friends that tend to be older, and they're like, well, where do you get this wisdom from? And I always kind of stem it back to, I guess I'm just the chosen one for the really fucked up things to happen to me. Now, by the way, I know everybody kind of feels that way about their own dating lives, their own story, and I kind of want to relate to that on this episode very, very much. But I want to talk about on this episode kind of what did go down. By the way, I'm healthy. I'm all good, and you can tell I'm in such a positive energy and positive viewpoint on really a lot of things. But for some time, I wasn't, because a thing that I have talked about for years and kind of has been the backbone of this podcast and dating and relationships has been a past relationship that I had, like 3 years ago now. And literally 3 years later with a different person, and this is some time ago. That's why there was time and space between the last episode and even prior to that. Like, that last episode was recorded maybe a week or two before it was released. So this has really been some time, and I'm big on time, especially now. I used to be anti-time and taking space, but look how things have changed. But I want to talk about that because I know a lot of you out there have your own sort of journey through dating, through finding that person. I want to talk about why it's okay to like be in this unsure period, because I can tell you, as someone who has been very sure and confident about every part of my life for I think as long as I can remember, there are moments and times that do test and bring adversity to, are you really that sure? And I want to talk about that and relate back to you guys a ton as well there too. And yeah, I just want to say that just because you don't have it all figured out right now is okay. Like, I think this world of Instagram and TikTok and seeing everybody getting engaged and seeing couples going on trips and seeing all this stuff over and over and over again is conditioning the mind. We talk about a lot that is like the standard, which we all want that, but it's conditioning the mind that, okay, if I don't have this by tomorrow, I'm a failure. If I don't have this by tomorrow, I'm a nobody. If I don't have this tomorrow, what is wrong with me as a person? But it's a true testament to, first of all, how special finding a person is, how special a relationship, a connection is, how special love is, and really how challenging it is and special to find that person. And for some of you, and including myself for sure in this, I feel like I'm the poster child for this, but whatever. You're just sometimes going to have to go through a lot of really shitty people and experiences and situations, even when you're leading with great intentions. And what I have learned over all of my years of dating, I sound like such an old man, and some could argue that I could be, but I'm being a little dramatic about the 26 thing if you haven't noticed. But I've realized that through all of these shitty experiences that you may have in dating and meeting people, it's actually giving you this armor, this protective layer to continue to further when you do meet your person. And yes, some could argue, well, Ant, why do you need that if you meet your person? It's going to be healthy. It's going to be good. That's the goal. And we all hope that it gets there. But you have to look at it like that. Every single person, you're taking something not from them, but from you and from that specific experience. And you just have to know that, yeah, it might not work out. And yeah, it's okay to feel upset and angry and pissed off or sad or disappointed. I mean, I can tell you, a lot of people will disappoint you in dating. I hate to say it, but I have had the great fortune and opportunity to date a ton of people. Well, I guess that kind of sounds bad, but meet a lot of people, I should say, is a better way to put it. Because dating is a little bit of a step up than meeting someone. So let me just say meeting people, seeing how things play out, vibe, energy, the whole deal. And I'm so grateful that, and I'm going to get to this later in the episode about what actually happened to me in the past several months. And if I'm able to get to a point where we are here today and you guys have no damn clue anything happened, well, maybe because we didn't release an episode. But it's that you can too, because we are in this together. I've been by your side for the last 4 years, and I do not anticipate going anywhere. Sometimes it's okay to take a break. Sometimes it's okay to help yourself before you help somebody else. It's like the airplane method. You got to be able to take care of yourself first if you're going to be able to help anybody else. It's actually not selfish. That's the right thing to do. But anyway, before we get any farther, haven't done this in some time, almost missed our ad read. This episode is brought to you by our friends over at BetterHelp. BetterHelp, I mean, my goodness, where do I begin? The largest online counseling platform in the world. BetterHelp makes professional counseling available anytime, anywhere through a computer, tablet, or smartphone device. Some of my favorite perks that BetterHelp offers and has offered to me for several years that I've used BetterHelp is that you can remain anonymous. You can change your therapist whenever you want, free of charge, which is a really big deal. You want to make sure you can vibe with someone, you're on the same wavelength, you have the same energy, and the access is like nothing you've seen before. Now, that's dependent on your therapist, but I feel like my therapist, she is so amazing and incredible and has allowed me to be just such a positive reimbursement to your life, and I give her so much of that credit. But anyway, on top of that, I have a great offer for you today. I want you to head to betterhelp.com/ANT for 10% off of your first month. That is betterhelp.com/ANT and join the over 5 million, now probably damn more than that, people taking charge of their mental health today with the help of an experienced professional. BetterHelp, guys. Oh my goodness. I posted about it. I've talked about it. I don't want to beat the dead horse, but hey, by the way, I am the best version of myself because of BetterHelp. Again, betterhelp.com/ANT. So the current state of dating. First of all, I think, and the reason why I've never done like a current state of dating, and I know every episode kind of is a topic around it, but the reason why we haven't done an episode on this is because I think talking about this and how bad it is and how horrible it is doesn't help, which is why I haven't specifically done it. And I know a lot of you out there listening are like, I know, right? Because you're literally sitting there scrolling on TikTok, on Instagram Reels, wherever you're watching content or podcasts, and everybody's talking about how bad it is. So what that does is that conditions the mind to live in that sort of badness. And you're never able to see any bit of good, even when you are potentially meeting a new person. going on dates. Oh my God, guys, there's no red flags. Then it's like the 3-4 week, 5 week period. Still no red flags. Oh my God, are we in love? Should we date? I think talking about how bad it is disables us from being able to be optimistic in our vision and future for what a partner can be and mean. And I'd actually even argue, and I talked about this a little bit already, it's not as many people being shitty as you'd think. Now, there definitely are, and the stories that people are telling are for sure true. But to a degree, and maybe you kind of lump yourself in here, I know I have in periods in which I felt uncertain dating people and talking to people and really what is dating today. It kind of just does feel like everyone's running around with their heads cut off playing bumper cars with people that they think are hot, or, oh my God, he's cute, or damn bro, she's so fucking bad. And it's, how many times have I said that in my life? That just rolled off the tongue. And it's a constant cycle with no foundation to buffer a real connection. There are so many people out there, as I kind of mentioned, I don't like talking about it, but here we are, that are just not good people. And I'm going to get to, on this episode, what the hell I was in and witnessed with a particular girl some time ago, but I'm at a point now where I think talking about it will help you in so many ways, but also kind of bring another sense of armor to your ability to date and find someone. And I think there are two competing things that can exist at the same time. The first one is that you have to be 100% have to be vulnerable. I know it is really hard to do. How do I choose the person I want to be vulnerable with? How do I know this guy's not just a fuckboy? How do I know this girl's not talking to a million dudes? You don't know any of it, or maybe you do. But in order to get to the point of potentially falling in love, you have to be vulnerable. And it is amazing for me to be able to sit here today and still feel that, still say that, and take that chance again with somebody else when that time comes, to be vulnerable about my feelings and my insecurities and where I am. You have to be able to do that. So that's one competing argument. The second competing argument, I actually think they kind of lump together, is this armor that I'm talking about. So maybe we'll call it protected vulnerability. Well, and it doesn't really make sense, because in order to be vulnerable, you have to let your walls down, but you can't exactly be protected, right? Disagree. I think there's a way to do it. You just have to be very, very intentional with who you give your time to, who you give your energy to. And even when you think you know someone and they can hurt you and disappoint you, and a ton of people have to me, it's okay, it's life, you'll move on, you'll get better. It will literally work out. This too shall pass. One of my favorite quotes in the world. But there's just, as you get older, you're like, all right, I have these things that maybe I'm just gonna wait to just talk about with this person. You're not hiding it, you're not lying about it, you're just waiting. And I think as you continue to evolve and dip different levels of a connection, a relationship with someone, those kind of tend to fall. Now, I will admit that in my past, I have been, and I still kind of feel like I am to a degree, super open about just putting it all out there and then seeing if that person's about it, because I'm the most anti-wasting time of a guy ever. I think when you run two businesses and you got a lot of people that rely on you, time is literally the most important thing in the world. So I would just be like, okay, well, this is my flaw. This is my flaw. This is my insecurity. This is what I don't like. This is what I do like. On like the first, second, third, fourth, whatever dates. Because I'm like, if this person likes me or they're into me, they're not going to give a shit about those things because they know that I put in the work. But now I think you have to have that protected vulnerability, because you don't want to get into a situation where you let all of the walls down with someone that's still a question mark or someone that you just met 2 months ago. And yes, I know 2 months can feel like an eternity. How many times I can think in my life, maybe your life too, how you've dated people, talked to people where like the first month's great, second month's great, then you get into third month, some shit goes down, it doesn't work out, but it does feel like a while. It is so fascinating how experiences change our perspective and the way in which we do things. But something else that I don't think you're going to hear from a lot of people, and is one of those wisdom things that's coming in right now, and I definitely would bookmark this and send it to a friend who is in kind of a maybe rough spot right now, isn't exactly sure, do I want to date? Do I want to give my time to people? Well, I kind of have to date to meet, like that whole thing. Because I've been there. I've recently got out of there. One of the things that, man, like I just realized that there's so many. You know, you're going on dates with a person or people. I can't do multiple people at one time. Maybe you can. That's a skill. And you sit there and you're sitting across from them. And you think that you're looking through a window. So you have yourself sitting there. You have them across from you. And you guys are just looking at each other. Kind of like you're looking through a window to see what is out there. And I think as you and think about every person that you've talked to or dated, it didn't work out. Think about like the weeks after that, how much more clear everything became, because you realize that on those dates, yes, you may have been learning about them. Yes, you may have been seeing what they offered, what they brought to the table, that whole deal. But what you actually learned was that you weren't looking through a window. You were looking at a mirror. You were looking at a mirror of yourself. You were seeing what you liked. You were seeing what you didn't like. You were seeing what turned you off. You were seeing how you handled and reacted to certain things they said, they did, or their past. And when you're in it with someone, that mirror is so not even in the possibility of relevance. But as that emotional side falls back and falls off, and this is kind of a sad thing to talk about because clearly I want people to find your person and do the whole thing and be in a healthy relationship. Like that's, life is meant to be lived with another. This whole independent fucking movement is horrible. It's not good. But it is so fascinating because I don't think I ever would have had that sort of mindset. Like now, you know, in my future going forward, like going on dates with people, meeting people, whatever. Sure, I want to know about them. I ask a shit ton of questions. I'm a great date. I'm an A++ partner. I think y'all can understand that pretty fast. Well, that was a little bit of a ego thing I just dropped on you there a little. Oh, my. Whatever. Anyway, you kind of got to feel that about yourself, though, when you're going on dates. Like you got to feel like you got it. You own it. You own that moment. But just be mindful that when you are, maybe you're talking to someone right now, or you're going to start going on dates again after going through a break. I mean, just so many things. Or shit, maybe it's with someone that you've been with for a long time. It is so fucking fascinating how you realize you ain't looking through a mirror, or you ain't looking through a window. You're looking at a fucking mirror into what you like. It is such a crazy thing. And that's one of those things that just comes with time and experience. But if I can give you that sort of, I guess, wisdom, or we call that protected vulnerability. I'm never going to be able to remember that. So maybe one of you can. By the way, real quick, I kind of know we're jumping over the place here, but whatever. I want to give a huge shout out to, I ran into three people at the Drake and J. Cole concert in Pittsburgh. And these three specific people probably made my night because, not probably, they did. And the concert was amazing. For any of you that have seen it and have gone, go. They were wearing podcast merch. Obviously, we see people buying. We see things selling out. We see people that are DMing the account. I got this. People sharing it. Like, amazing. I love that. But to, like, see what you've... Oh, man. I don't want to talk about it a lot, but I just want to say thank you so fucking much. Oh, man. That... I've... Even if it was those three people and... We've done some really great and crazy things when it comes to that. Like, oh man, like I don't even know how to explain that feeling. It's just, let's just leave it at gratitude, but I don't even think a word can describe that feeling. So I know we kind of just jumped off a little bit, but thank you to everyone that has bought merch. Thank you to everyone that has supported us along the way. It's the reason why we can continue to do episodes like this. I can put my time and energy into you. Something that a lot of people, unfortunately, just aren't able to do right now because they're running around with their damn heads cut off, dating people that they shouldn't be dating. That's a story for another day. But yeah, that is so fascinating. Like, when you're on a date next time, I want you to learn about the person, be curious, be optimistic, but also recognize that you're kind of looking into a mirror. And maybe it doesn't work out and that sucks and you'll meet somebody else. But there should always be takeaways from that person, from that experience. And yes, more often than not, people are going to disappoint you. It's okay. I can tell you I've been incredibly disappointed by so many people in dating. And you will never find a more positive person when it comes to finding someone, finding a connection, finding love. Because... you just have to be. You kind of got to force yourself into it, but not really. And I want you guys to think about this too. Think about everything you've gotten in your life. Especially if it's something super grand or just like the series of small victories. Don't compare yourself to other people. Fuck that shit. Doesn't matter. I'm going to bet to say that there was some hardship, more than likely, in getting what you wanted. In dating, you know this, but I want to kind of reaffirm, it is okay to go through pain. It is okay to go through serious pain. It's okay to go through trauma, hurt, heartbreak. I have felt all of those things with multiple people, and it sucks. No doubt about it. But to get anything in your life that is so great, grand, or even small victories, there has to be that adversity. Why? It allows you to protect yourself against forces that are going to come at you in the future, and your current self may not be able to handle it today, but your future self will. And that is 100% a fact. And I can attest to that with the experiences that I have in dating. But I kind of do have a little bit of a bone to pick with some of y'all. And I don't know if a lot of you think about this a lot. I know this kind of goes around on TikTok and Instagram, and I want to talk about it a little. And by the way, I didn't forget, I'm going to tell the story here in just a couple moments about what happened to me. Actually fucking insane. Oh man, the sneak peek, or the what was the website? Spark Notes, Cliff Note, I don't fucking remember. The sneak peek to that story is basically got, I don't even know what the word is. Somebody impersonated themselves to be a different person and lied to me about pretty much everything. Like, And then I got to a point where I cut, you know what? Just stick around. I promise you, you're going to love it. By the way, I'm so tired of having these stories. It's so annoying. But real quick, I have a bone to pick with some of you about in this Instagram and TikTok thing. It's been like this forever. Oh, it'll just happen when it happens. I'll meet him whenever I want, or I'll meet him whenever it's time, or I'll meet her when it's destined to be. That could be true. That could be a higher power conversation, much bigger than you and I. And that comes down to faith. But kind of going back to what I just talked about, every single thing that you've gotten in your life, you've had to put in work. There's been pain, blood, sweat, tears, trauma, hurt, heartbreak, all of it. I'm very anti, oh, well, it'll just happen when it happens, and I'm not really looking, and when you're not looking, it comes. I'm sure that's very true for some people. But I'm just not buying it. Because in order to meet someone that you want to foster a real relationship with, you've got to go and put yourself out there. I'm not saying to go out there, dudes, and sleep with a bunch of girls. I'm not saying girls to go out there and sleep with a bunch of dudes. Not saying that at all. But I'm just saying, like, hey, go have some fun. Go meet people. Go try and date people. Go on, like, you have to fucking do it. Because if you don't, you're going to be sitting there and time's going to go by, and then you're going to be 33 years old being like, oh, fuck, well, I guess it'll come when it comes. And maybe dating's not like business, maybe dating's not like friendships, but I feel like there is a little bit of a similarity. And like, if you want something, you've got to go out and get it. You know that better than anyone. I fucking for sure know that. And yeah, just because maybe I haven't found it yet, I still have solace and a good feeling in knowing that I'm doing the right things to put myself in a position to meet X, Y, and Z. And you have to know that when you do that, you're also putting yourself in more of a position, as I've said before, for people to disappoint you and to hurt you. That comes along with it. I always used to see this thing. It was like strength in numbers, right? I think that's a thing that people always talk about. But I don't know, because I feel like I've met more people that I haven't liked, or more people that were kind of shitty, than more people that I did. But you want to know what's so funny? That's actually how it's supposed to go. Because you're only looking for one. That's it. Just one. You're looking for that needle in the haystack. And it is impossible. Impossible. When you are in your 20s, navigating a gazillion fucking things, to find that needle sometimes. And it's okay if you don't. Mel Robbins said this pretty recently. She's super intelligent, smart, very versed in this connection, relationship field. Your 20s may be the most stressful and tumultuous time of your life. It's the first time you get a new job. You have so much change. You're paying fucking health insurance for the first time. You're paying this for the first time. You're living on your own for the first time. You get your first paycheck for the first time, maybe, and you're like, oh my fucking God, look how much money these people are taking out in taxes. Like, you just, there's just this constant stress. It's okay to not have it figured out. Trust me, it gets better. And what's happening now is, yes, maybe in a dating relationship aspect, you're getting that armor, but you're also getting armor in every other part of your life. I've learned that. I mean, moving to Miami at 23 years old is not a normal thing. Doing it by yourself, doing it financially by yourself, doing the fucking move, like all of it alone. And I made that choice. It just gives you this armor to put yourself ahead and set you up for the future far more than you could ever even expect. But I wouldn't just sit there and be like, oh, well, it'll come when it comes in dating. Like, you got to go out and like, try and be social, meet people, force yourself to go out. You're never going to meet your husband or wife sitting on your couch. If you do, DM us. You know where we are on Instagram, at StandInOnPod, or certainly let me know on my personal, or I guess email the show, but I don't know if that works anymore. Anyway, probably should. Now to the story that all y'all been waiting for. 30 minutes later. Yeah, I know, I'm sorry. Well, haven't really been doing a podcast in some time, but yeah, I don't really know how much I want to talk about this, but I'm going to give you enough to understand how fucked up this shit is. And in the last 30 minutes, you'll see how positive I am about dating and optimistic. Like, it is amazing when you take time to yourself, heal, get better, move on, and figure it out. So I'd say in probably the last several months, and I really actually haven't thought about this that much because I've moved on with my life, got to a better place, and I'm all good to go. But basically within the last, let's just call it 6 months, I met somebody. I started seeing them. Everything was going super well. There was no red flags. I didn't notice anything was off. My friends seemed to like it seemed pretty damn good. Until it wasn't. And long story short, if someone has the ability to lie to your face when you ask them direct questions, that's on them and that's not on you. And for so long, a period of time, I carried that around like, it's my fault. Why me? How did I do this? Why did I deserve this? So basically, it gets to a point where I start to feel a little weird. Something happens, weird aura in the air. I'm good at reading energy. And this girl was going through a pretty tumultuous life event. And I just was like, all right. And then we kind of took a little time apart. And I know all of you are screaming at me, Aunt, take your own fucking advice, dude. It's hard when you got emotional attachment at the time. But we took some time apart. And she was very, like, good about it. Like, we're not done, but all this stuff. Like, I just need, like, it was a very tumultuous life thing. One of those things that I would make an exception for, even today, being emotionally out of it, detached from it, I still, if someone came to me with a situation, I would be like, okay, that's, like, an exception. Like, that's a pretty crazy fucking thing. So then we kind of, like, rejoin after this little break. And it seems to be fine. It seems to be like where it left off. Everything was good. Everything was great, right? Fast forward, and I feel like January 11th has been such a fucking crazy, crazy day for me in my life. So a little bit of backstory. 3 years ago with a different person before I moved to Florida, January 11th was the day that I walked in on the girl I was with at the time, getting her back blown out by another dude. I've talked about it here a lot. It's so long ago. You move on, life happens. 3 years fucking later, to the day, down to January. You could not make this up. It is so fucking crazy. In the morning of this day, I sensed something was weird, and I like sent a text, just kind of, I don't even remember, something like, hey, just like want to make sure we're like still on the same expectation, we're like not talking to other people, we're not doing stuff with other people, all this shit. And I'm getting all of these reassurances back. No, of course not. That would, you know, negate the whole, you know, she was going through this healing thing, whatever. So I'm like, okay, great, right? Like, I just want to check in, talk about it, cool. So that's January 11th in the morning of this year. And literally not even 12 hours later, I'm hanging out with friends. Everything's good. I get this weird feeling at night. Like, there was a pattern starting to happen where she would call, I don't know, at like 6 or 7. We were kind of getting back in the swing of things. We weren't talking all the time, but it was kind of like molding back into that. And she would like call me at a specific time in the evening and be like, hey, like, I'll just call you. We'll talk for like an hour. And then I'm going to go do this tonight. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Like, cool. Like, I'm super chill, especially when I feel safe in a relationship or in a situation, whatever. But I knew something. I felt something was off that night. I'm like, you know what? Let's just take a chance. So I'm out hanging with friends. I decide, you know what? I'm going to drive by this bitch's house on the way home. Fuck it. Don't care. And guys, the drive up to the house, I just knew something was going to go down. There was a truck in the driveway, a lifted pickup truck, by the way. And in my delusional ass head, I'm like, oh, no, no, maybe that's like one of her friends or like one of her friends' like husbands. They like came over, they're helping her move. Dumbass, fucking dumbass. I didn't really think that though. I knew something was going down. So I see this truck in the driveway. I make about 2 or 3 loops around the street. I'm like, do I knock on the door or do I call her? Whatever. So I call her and it's not ringing. It's just going right to voicemail. I'm like, all right, well, either A, she blocked me, or B, I'm on do not disturb in one of those weird settings. Either way, something's wrong. Clearly she's home. There's a truck in the driveway. What the fuck's going on? She lives in a house too. So it's not like an apartment. It's like her own place. So I'm like, all right, what's the deal here? So I just knock on the door and this dude opens the door and my heart sank quite literally. And he goes, who are you? I'm like, who the fuck are you? Basically, he was a really good guy about it. I mean, I would never be mad at the dude because I found out that he never knew about me, or it's not his fault. My loyalty lied with her, not him. And then I'm like, is she in there basically? And he's like, yeah. And then she sits up on the couch and her fit was just white as a fucking ghost. I caught this girl red fucking handed with another dude 11 hours or somewhere around there, maybe not even 11 or 12 hours. After, in the morning, I asked her direct questions about, are you talking to anyone? Are you, whatever. Straight up lied. So I go into the house. This is how crazy this is. I go into the house with her, the dude, and myself. And they're sitting there. I'm like kind of distant. And I'm just like, what the fuck is this? I come to find out she's been dating this dude for like twice as long as me. They were like hanging out on days that we weren't hanging out. They were being intimate when we were also being intimate. Let me first off say, I don't have a problem. I would never date someone that's dating somebody else. Would never do it. But there's just a general problem when you're lying about it. And you're, the methodical ways of this creature were so impressive that I was just like, how do you have time for this? Like, I sit here and I think, and I've talked about it a little bit already, like, I run 2 businesses. I have a lot of things going on. People rely on me. I don't have fucking time and energy to think or talk about that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I want one person. I want a sole person. That's it. I don't want fucking time to play those games. So, yeah, I found out the whole time everything she said to me was a lie. She manipulated the fuck out of me. I mean, she even said it right in front of this dude because the dude's like, oh, should I leave? Like, should you guys hash it out? I'm like, no, I want you to stay here because what's going to happen is you're going to leave and she's going to tell me what I want to hear. So he stayed completely. She was a different person. I knew how to keep you at bay. You were a game to me. I played you like straight up, just was not hiding it anymore. And the dude's face was like, you bitch. He said that. He's like, you bitch. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? It was the crate. Like, I just don't wish this upon anyone. And this was with somebody that I actually, for the first time in a long time, really like thought I could have seen myself with. Genuinely. Yeah, there's people I've dated. Yeah, there's people I've talked to. And I've maybe even talked about it on this show throughout passing in the last 4 years. But really, since that last time, 3 years ago, that I, January 11th, such a weird day, that I caught that a different girl, somebody that I also thought could have been with, had a whole plan about it. It was like one of the first people that I was pretty like, damn, like she's legit. Like I had, guys, I felt so safe. I felt so secure. It was one of like, for the first time in a long time, one of those just feelings where you just don't have to worry about it. But what is so fucking scary is that it was the complete opposite. So yeah, I probably should have shared this maybe like 5 minutes ago, but I kind of just went off and talked about this. I haven't really talked about it much since I've talked to my therapist about it like literally a while ago. But yeah, to like, her door had like windows on it, like one of those wood doors with windows, like clearly could see them like making out on the couch. Like with someone that, almost broke the mic there. With someone that you're dating, talking to, and that you really like, I don't wish that upon anyone, even people that I don't necessarily care for or like. But that just shows you guys that with therapy, that with prioritizing yourself, there's a way back. Like if I have been able to get through two pretty crazy fucking things, like to catch, first of all, on one hand, a girl getting fucked by another dude. And then on the other hand, practically they just fucked before I got to the house. Cause I'm like, when's the last time you got, you know, like tonight, like literally I could have came 30 minutes before and like had a whole show to myself. Probably could have filmed it and fucking sold that shit online. I made a lot of money. That's fucked up. I'm just trying to be funny. But yeah, it's like if I can get through that and be here today and like take time and make sure that we give you guys the best content possible, then you can do it too. Now, let's not compare traumas. That shit sucks, no doubt. But I think for me, and this may help you, we're going to wrap this. To be able to have some sort of takeaway. I mean, there's so many takeaways. There's so much time that has passed too. There's like so many things that she did and like manipulative behaviors and like just the strategy behind it. It's like, what? I don't even want to talk about it. It's a waste of time. But I wanted to tell that story because I think it kind of gives you perspective that, yeah, just because I come on here and we talk about dating and talk about my experiences and maybe say some cool things or some things at work, I got shit too, just like you. And I'm not exempt from it just because, I don't know, I'm this person or I live here. I know, like, we're all the same. We really are. And it is just so fascinating to kind of live life and go through traumatic experiences like that. But if I can get by it, you can too. And you got to continue to be vulnerable. But that's where that protected vulnerability that I've talked about comes in. Because if you can protect yourself and be vulnerable, there's a way to do it. And you'll know that in yourself. I won't be able to tell you that. You'll know what that is for you. And that's all that I want, is for you to find literally the most healthy connection, relationship with someone and just get in it, thrive, and have the best fucking time. But yeah, I feel like I was about to just say something and I lost my train of thought. It's been quite some time. I know this episode's been really fucking long and usually we don't do episodes like this, but I think it was important to give you perspective on everything and just all the craziness that's been going down. But that's the episode. Oh man, what a fucking crate. I'm just thinking about that now. Oh boy. Like, it's just so fucking crazy dating. But you got to remain optimistic. Oh, this is what I was going to say. I was trying to buy myself some time there. For me, when I or you go through something like this, and maybe some of you have, and you're still trying to find a way to get over it, move on, and get better. For me, and this is going to sound super, not dark, but a little deep. Every single morning, for as many mornings as I can think of in a really long time, I kind of do these affirmations. My voice is starting to go. Oh boy. Let's see if I can fix this. So for as many mornings as I can think of in the past several years, probably several years, but very recent too, I always say how grateful I am to be alive, how grateful I am to be healthy, how grateful I am for another day. When you're in that mindset of like, that's your baseline, and it's not in a bad way, it's a positive way. Like, it is so fucking awesome to be young, to be thriving, to be attractive, to be healthy, to be financially okay. Like, when you get yourself to those things and you look at what the fuck I was in high school and even early in college to what it is today, I don't want to hear any fucking excuses as to why you can't do it. But that's where it has to start. It has to start with how grateful you are for this day, every day coming forward, every day in your past, and the health that you do have, and to remain healthy. So when you do, hopefully never go through something like I've been through here, but everyone's been through shit. We all have. You kind of take it back to that. And then when you think about that and you say that, you realize in your mind, it conditions your mind that, hey, you know what? Like, everything is okay. Yeah, you know what? Maybe dating isn't good right now, or maybe my job that I have right now isn't great, or maybe I'm in this transitionary period. I want to move somewhere else. I want to meet other people. Whatever. It is just this reminder that the core things in your life are there. Your health is so much your wealth. And I can tell you that because I have somebody that is close to me in my life who has served as a father figure. He's not my father, but I would consider him to be a second father if my father wasn't around anymore. I would be obviously so sad about that, clearly. But the point is, he's going through, not my father, but somebody else I look at as a father figure, such a horrible battle with a disease that he's going to have the rest of his life. And I could not tell you how many times he talks about all this other bullshit is like minutia. It's fucking stupid. Because when you have your health, you have the ability to say thank you for another day, thank you for every day prior and every day that God's going to give you going forward, you're going to be all right. And that is the reason, as we wrap up this episode, why I have been so positive and so optimistic about what the future holds for you. Because this point in your life, if you're in your 20s or late teens, that 20s period, you're going to have so much fun. You're going to be the best looking ever. You're going to do all these things. But on the flip end, it is going to be stressful. It is going to be hard. But it's supposed to be. And if you can have solace in knowing that the core things are there, you're going to be just fine. But that's the episode. This might be the longest one we've done in a really long fucking time, but I think it was worth it and good. Please share this with a friend. If you have a friend out there that is in need of kind of just switching the mindset from being in trauma or going through a breakup or going through heartbreak or disappointment, I think what I've talked about really resonates, and I know it has, because a lot of you have stuck around and continue to multiply strength in numbers. Look at that. It's working out there for us. But that's the episode, as I just mentioned. Thank you guys so much for buying our merch, spmerch.org. If you type in the code WIMB25, you're going to get 25% off of your order. We have our Wimbledon collection up. We just did our Wimbledon collection shoot here in Miami. Please stay tuned for that. Super awesome, super amazing to do it with a sport that I love, in a place that I love, with people that were so easy and awesome to work with. It's going to turn out so great. So stay tuned to that. A lot of things going on behind the scenes, as I will talk about going forward. Also, if you check out antforall.com/partners for their deals and discounts there with our fabulous other partners. And yeah, hopefully next time we see or hear from each other, it won't be as long as, I think this has only been maybe a month or maybe almost two, not 2 months, but a month and like a week or two. So let's try, and I'm going to set the goal here to like do another episode soon, but it's got to be good. We have some episodes coming up that should be rather juicy, good, maybe not as juicy as that fucking story of catching someone you're dating practically getting fucked on their own couch. But we're alive, we're happy, and we are well. Have a great rest of your week. Thank you guys so much for the support. I literally love each and every one of you. And hey, maybe one day we're going to start doing live shows and stuff. And I look forward to the opportunity to meet each and every one of you in every city that we're in. So that's where it is. That's where it's at. Stay safe out there. And I will talk to all of you later. Yeah, I'm still proud of